Well, good morning, Interbet fans, and welcome. Sunday, the 21st of September, Scottsville, 24 pentrometer, 9 meter false rail, which will push them all to the outside. Phillies and Mares maiden plate is the first at 1200 meters, 1205, 9 race program. The money's come for a couple of horses. Number 2, Amelia's Legacy, Freaky Crailing Inmate, Serena Moodley. Been plenty of money for this one. Winter Bliss is a good comment for that. Number 6, that's unraced as well. And then the horses that have raced, What a Passion gets some blinkers, might improve considerably from that, got some form. Showgirl, there's been a bit of money for this one, Richard Furey and Peter Musket. The comment wasn't sparkling. Apparently came back from a fractured pelvis, which is a long time in the box. Aurelian, number 16, probably need another run, but didn't run a bad first. Race 2, maiden plate, 1200 meters. Looks between 10 and 11. Johnny Boy and Drielanden Punt ran on first time out. So did Johnny Boy. They finished next door to each other. Drielanden Punt seemed to make up more ground, but it will be very tight between the two, I would have thought. I think they'll both improve remarkably. Smarn River, De Kock's comment is need more ground. Race 3, maiden plate, 1200 meters. Son of Rafif, 7-10 shot, very good first start. There was no betting confidence first time out, but ran a cracker. Cognac might be the answer. Good comment from Stuart Ferry. Obviously thinks the horse has got some ability. And Rivelin's horse, Play World. No support really, but a 5-1 in the betting, maybe. Race 4, Open Maiden, 1400. Well, lots of horses come into it, but probably the worst rated is Vencedor. Run against all these in normal maidens and can't beat them. Now he's got to give them weight. Rachel claims 1.5. That helps. Look for Pied Piper and Master Silvana to be the main two players here with Jet Black Fire. They look like the three that are going to fight it out. Winding Palm might improve as well with Calvin Habib. Race 5, Class 5, and they go 1,400 meters. Connoisseur has been terribly disappointing. I think he's got some ability. To me, he needs a set of blinkers. He gets cheek pieces again. The find of the race is for Skipole. I think this will improve nicely. Third run after a race, lots to like about where it is. Beach Palace Laps horse will definitely be there or thereabouts. And there's the two maiden winners, Gorgeous Cafe and Town Crier. They don't take on too strong a field here. And either of them could be there, but I think it's quite a difficult race. I think even the horse like Indecent Proposal comes into it and ultra quick. Race 6, D Stakes, 1,000 meters. And the interesting horses here are Wendy Whitehead's two runners, Campolino and T-Rex. I think T-Rex is absolutely ready. I think he'll go well here. Campolino's got very good form. Get Richard Furey, 4-1. Look for improvement from 5, wherever I lay my hat. Gets a 4-kilogram claimer, and I think should go really well, and the maiden winner, Fascination. Race 7, Progress, Plate, 1,000 meters. So Haya Pambili is the highest-rated horse and gets 61.5. Hierarchy, number 6, gets 51 and is rated 7 pounds inferior, 3.5 kilos inferior. You would think Hierarchy is obviously the absolute nuts here, and I think it probably is. It is the 18-10 joint favorite. What else? Maybe Icy Eleanor will improve with Dark Matter. Gets a 2.5 claim and won its last 2. Race 8, Class 4. They go 1,600 meters. I thought it was a 2-corner contest. I like Terminator. I think he'll go really well here. Perfect race for him. And his course and distance suited to a T. The other horse that I liked was Golden Rule. Won in a canter last time. Richard Furey for Peter Musket. Stable Change made the difference. And he showed that he has got some ability. And he'll probably just about go in again. These horses have come from other stables and come off low merit ratings. And then they just got on a roll. And this might be one of them. Race 9, Class 4, 1,200 meters. The Musket Runner Chocolate Bomb might improve. It was back last time and didn't show anything. Circumbendibus, number 11, 7-2 with Wild Justice, the favorite 15-10. won his first race nicely, and two winners have come out of that form line and really will go well. The find of the race is Real War. Don't leave him out of anything. Struggles with soundness, but course and distance suited. So, all in all, pretty interesting card, and certainly there are opportunities here. Remember, you can bet on the tote with Interbet, and you get the full payout. And soccer bets, 10 out of 13 in the soccer 13 yesterday. That's not bad. Big pool. Let's hope for a nice payout. Hope you have a great day.